now, as you know, they've been holding their breath in the east coast of America, towards Florida, up towards the Carolinas as well, after the devastation, indeed, in the Bahamas. And before we came on air, Robert was actually talking to a local nurse, Jane O'Connor, who's working in Florida. And they, of course, have been on red alert.
Jane, thanks for talking to me. Obviously, watching the news, we get some sense of the devastation, particularly in the Bahamas. But what's it actually like on the ground?
It's been very, very tense. The thing about Dorian is it was 185 miles an hour, but it wasn't moving. It was only going at 1 mile an hour. So that was taking, you know, devastating the islands, the Abacos and the Bahamas. But we were watching it and knowing it would approach us within the next 24 hours. So all the nurses were called into the hospital and just watching. You know, quite a few of us had property, or, I mean, I have a boat that's by the water as well. You know, watching it, it's the most powerless feeling, thinking, you know, I don't know what's going to happen.
I know the state of emergency's come to an end, but is there a sense of panic? You mentioned about property, but are people fearing for their lives as well?
There is fear and concern, and also a great sorrow for what's happening. You know, you're watching an island being devastated and people dying on that, and that's very, very sad. And then you're also knowing that it's possible that it could be going through to us.
Well, it looks like hopefully Florida will miss the very worst of it. But how has it affected the hospital, or have things more or less been able to go on as they did before?
We had to empty the patients as much as we could beforehand, because you know that, and then we were accepting patients from hospitals that were on the shore that you just didn't want them to be at risk with the hospitals there. And then all non-urgent operations were cancelled, and the staff were all brought in, so we brought in our mattresses, and because you know, you don't have beds to sleep in because the patients are in the beds. So you bring in the mattresses and food and water as well, just in case, just hunker down for the... We didn't know whether or not it was going to... We thought because the Dorian was going so slowly that there could be possible that it could be for 3 days, that we would be staying 3 days, 3 nights in the hospital.
And you said you live pretty close to the hospital, yet you're having to stay there overnight. Things must be pretty bad then on the roads.
No cars are allowed on the road at all. And rightly so, because there's flying debris and the car could be blown off the road very easily. It wouldn't be... I would never go out myself on that.
Obviously, it's been hard. You've had to leave your home and you've been sleeping at the hospital. But for some particularly vulnerable people, it's really made life very difficult indeed.
Well, the homeless people as well, they all have to be sheltered. There are quite a few people around Florida that stay in little forests and stuff. And people with, you've got mobile homes, they're like caravans. And you evacuate them as well. So everybody's grouped into these schools, hospitals, gyms. They're all, taken from. So the place is deserted.
Obviously, it's not the first hurricane that Florida's experienced, but how well prepared are they for it?
New places are prepared. But there are more garages for cars and things, because it's not so much the car that you're worried about. It's the damage the car will do if it goes flying down the road or... hits other things. People automatically, a lot of people that I've worked with, they say they have their hurricane supplies anyway. So, you know, in my house, I have batteries and water and tin cans you almost have a room set aside for hurricanes because you get quite used to them.
So I'm assuming everyone more or less knows what to do. Is there a drill? Is there a procedure when there's an evacuation order?
If you go to Florida, you notice that there are lights up constantly, and you know that there are evacuation routes and you follow them to go to it. And that's, I suppose, the good thing about hurricanes is you've got 2 days before it comes, that you evacuate. People don't always evacuate. They think it's not going to happen. And I think some people, that there was a lady across the road from us. She's 96 with all her faculties and she's living on her own. She's an amazing woman. Her daughter was saying, well, it's not going to hit Orlando. Now, we were all thinking it would hit Orlando. So this is the lovely thing about Americans is they really have that neighborhood taking care of their neighbors. So I stayed overnight with her the night before I went into hospital because she was scared, and then her caretaker drove her to her house. Now, the daughter who had said, oh, she'll be all right, she'll be all right, was probably right that, you know, Marie was probably all right. But at the same time, she might not have been. You know, that people are guessing, and they you can't afford to guess with a hurricane.
Well, you've been in Florida now for about 8 years. Is Hurricane Dorian the worst you've seen so far?
No. Irma was worse for Florida, for us in Orlando. But Dorian was worse as far as I've never seen it go up to 185 miles an hour. I haven't seen that. And the fact that it was going so slowly. So it's like, if you can imagine, you know, a really, really strong monster approaching you at 1 mile an hour, and there's nothing, you can't fly out of the place by then, the airport's shut. It's just approaching 1 mile an hour, a step at a time. And to evacuate, you know, takes quite a lot, but if you don't evacuate 24 hours to 48 hours beforehand, it's too late.
Jen, I really appreciate you you taking the time to talk to me, and I'm really glad that you and your family have stayed safe out there. I hope that continues.
Absolutely.
That's Jane O'Connor, working hard in Florida and breathing a sigh of relief as people keep an eye in the Carolinas now. And of course, the main issue was how it affected the Bahamas.